just a couple of points, and maybe they're connected. But if we paid attention to the opening prayer, one of the few times, maybe the only time, that the opening prayer is addressed to Jesus. Almost always we address the prayers, almost all the prayers of the Mass, to the Father. But today we pray, come to Jesus, begging him to come quickly. And this beautiful proclamation of Zechariah about John the Baptist and the fulfillment of the long-awaited promise. And basically, that God has come to set us free, to save us from our enemies. And we know now that the biggest enemy is the enemy of our soul, Satan, the devil, and that battle, the enemy is within. And so Christ has come to set us free from that temptation, that concupiscence, our tendency towards sin. And why? So that we can worship him without fear. The whole goal of our lives is to worship God. That's why we're created. And if we make it to heaven, that's what we will be doing, worshiping God. And so this beautiful celebration of the birth of Jesus is to help us, to set us free so that we can worship God. And then this last day, these last hours before the birth, of course we want to be with our Blessed Mother today. I mean, practically, historically, like, this is the day of anticipation, of waiting, so close to the birth. But just also in the church, liturgically, the day before a great feast is always a good practice to spend that day with our Blessed Mother, who was so close to Jesus, who watched and waited and loved and lived with him in a very intimate way. So in these last hours of preparation, we can beg our Blessed Mother to help us to make sure that we have prepared well, and that when the fullness of time comes in just a few hours, we will be ready to welcome her Son, our Savior, so that we can be set free, so that we can worship him without fear, holy and righteous all the days of our life.